Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go.
When it comes to visibility online, I think it is probably one of the hardest things for people to just wrap their heads around. How do I find my people? How do you find the people that are going to come to you that are qualified, that have the revenue or the money to come into your program, that actually already come to you liking you, knowing you, and kind of warmed up a little bit? All right, that's what we're talking about today. One of the main thing I want everyone to understand when it comes to lead generation, when it comes to attracting the attention of your market, you want to look at, okay, what do I do today, this week, so that more people can find me? And when you think about the content that you're creating, a lot of people have the misconception that if you're creating content, it should generate leads. Not necessarily. All right. Every single day I do planning sessions with clients, and one of my questions is always, okay, what are you doing for visibility? 9 times out of 10, people reply, oh, I have a live show here, and I do Facebook Lives here, and I have articles that go on LinkedIn. That's not visibility, guys. That is, you're nurturing the audience you currently have. The content that you're putting out there on a daily basis, it's not creating new leads for you. What it's doing is nurturing your current audience. So in your strategy, you always want to have also actions, activities that you're doing on a daily basis that are going to put you in front of new people every single week. That is what visibility is about. Okay. So when you're thinking about the content, I'm putting all of this content out there, but I'm not generating any more sales, there's a few things that you want to think about. And one of the key things that is often missing is the visibility. You're putting out content and it's the same old people seeing that content. There's no visibility activity going on so that every single day you have new people coming into your ecosystem. By ecosystem, I mean coming and following you on Instagram, getting on your email list, following you on Facebook, etc. Okay, that is the visibility piece that I'm talking about. And without it, it is very difficult to grow a business. All right. Now, what can that look like? What am I talking about when I'm talking about visibility? When people pay for Facebook ads or Instagram ads or TikTok ads or whatever, when they're paying for advertising, what they're doing is they're trying to be more visible to people who don't know them yet. That's one way. But there's also many other ways that you can have to do visibility activities that don't require for you to spend money necessarily. Okay. So Facebook ads is one way to have more, to gain more visibility. There's so many different other ways. You can be on someone's podcast. You can be in somebody's summit. You can network, do strategic networking with people, right? Those are all things that when you think about it, what does the activity entail? It entails you being in front of other people that you don't currently have in your audience. That's what visibility is. So your content is not your visibility. Your content is your content, and it is content to nurture the people you currently have and to nurture people as they come into your ecosystem. You're putting out content for them to get to know you, to like you, to trust you because of what you're putting out there. But it is not by default bringing in people. Okay. I wanted to really make that distinction because unfortunately, a lot of people are spinning their wheels, putting a lot of content there. But when you're thinking about your funnel of attraction, your funnel that's bringing you to the sales, the first piece at the top is your visibility. That can be your PR, that can be your Facebook ads, that can be anything that's getting you out there, your name out there to new people. Then only do you have as a second step, your content that's nurturing. If you just have content, you don't have the top, you're not attracting any new attention to you. And after a while, the current market that you have, it's not going to generate anything anymore. Okay. So top part of the funnel and then current content and then the sales conversations, the launches, etc. Okay. So we're focusing on that top piece. So think about when you're thinking about how am I going to do, what am I going to choose when it comes to activity related to visibility? As I said, Facebook ads is one way. If you have the revenue, if you have the money available to invest in some type of paid advertising, do it. It definitely helps you. Okay. other ways, you want to think about, okay, who, if I am looking to grow my audience, who else has an audience that seems like they could be my audience, and they're already working to grow that. They're already working to grow their mailing list. They have a podcast. They're working on promoting that podcast. Who is already doing that work towards the same audience that I want and that I can collaborate with? Okay. That's what we call leveraging other people's audiences. So number one, who is doing some type of visibility activity regularly? I want to know what that looks like. Are you doing Facebook ads? Are you going on other people's platforms? What are you currently doing to generate more visibility towards your business, making what you do and yourself, your brand out there to the market more visible? Okay. So Facebook ads, one way. Second way, if you're not investing in paid advertising, or even if you do, who else is growing an audience that seems like your ideal audience? Who's already doing that work? Because they have a show, they have a podcast, they have a magazine, they have something, they have a network. You want to look at, okay, how can I create a collaboration with that person that's going to be a win-win? It can look like so many different ways. So, for example, you are a fitness coach and you're looking at how you can gain more visibility by collaborating with other people. Who can you collaborate with? If you're a business, if you're a fitness coach and you typically work with career women, for example, I'm going to give you an example. Who else has an audience of career women or women entrepreneurs? Who has an audience like that? That's what you want to think about. It can be other coaches. It can be people who teach entrepreneurs how to launch online. There's a lot of physical energy that's required for that. You can go and talk about fitness on that same platform, in that same container. You can go and maybe do a guest coaching in one of their programs. You can go in their Facebook group where they have their leads and just come and bring value. So for the entrepreneur that you're collaborating with, for them, it's amazing because you're bringing value to their audience. But at the same time, you're getting yourself known to that specific audience and you can generate leads like that. Going on podcasts and hosting your own live interviews. If you're hosting your own live interviews, you want to think about it different ways. You want to think about, okay, what is specifically for my audience that I can bring right away, like direct value. But also when I think about the guests that I'm bringing on, how can I be strategic? They have a similar audience than I do, or they do something that's complementary. Having your own show is a great way to create that bond, that relationship that can generate other things afterwards, other collaborations. That's how you want to be thinking about it. Okay. So who's already putting a lot of effort, time, money, energy, growing an audience that's similar to yours? And who's complementing what you do? Amazing way to collab. And if you want to increase your visibility, really look at, okay, how can I generate 3 collaborations every single week? Collaborations can be getting on someone's podcast. It can be you inviting someone who has a similar audience to your podcast. It can be you doing an interview swap with someone else who's on, let's say you're on IG. You go live every week on IG. You can invite someone else who's doing similar things, similar audience, but you guys are not doing the exact same thing, and you go live together on social media, on IG. That's going to pull their audience, your audience, everyone's benefiting. That's how you want to think about collaborating. It can be you pitching to go and guest coach in someone's group or in someone's program. Again, putting yourself in front of other people. You want to think about, how do I generate 3 collaborations every single week? It can be anything you want. At the end of the day, getting in the rhythm of doing that is going to attract more attention to you. And the day Facebook doesn't work anymore, you have something, you have a machine that's going on, and you can transpose that to anywhere. It's still going to work. Relationships are key. And when you think about the entrepreneurs who go to that very high level, it's not even about competition anymore. At that level, and when I say at that level, you can start from the beginning. The more relationship you create, the more collaborations you create, the more your business is going to grow. And at that high level, people making multiple 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, there's no competition. We're not talking about competition. It's all about collaboration. That's how you want to think about this, because everyone's looking for more visibility. How can we do this together? Okay. So think about your business right now, that top of the funnel of market attraction, the lead generation piece of it. Facebook ads are great. What else can you do that's going to be more human to human type of collaboration? That's going to safeguard your business. The more you can talk to people, I always tell people, this is how I changed my whole mindset around sales, because I used to hate sales. I used to hate anyone who does anything that's where their job starts with S-E-L or S-A-L. I just could not do sales. But really what shifted my mindset was to realize that when it comes to sales, it's just interaction between two human beings. If you're looking to make sales, somebody else has your money, right? How do you create relationships so that you can connect with that person the easiest? So again, ads are great, but the more you can talk to people, when you do collabs like that and you have people on your podcast often and things like that, you know what happens? You end up having conversations beyond what that interview was about. That's how you're going to hear about the summit that's supposed to happen in 6 months where they're looking for guests. That's where you're going to hear about this really cool workshop or this magazine that's launching and they're looking for writers. Right? It's by creating those relationships. So if I can leave you with something really crucial with this episode, is look at how you can create collaborations of some sort 3 days a week. And to help you jumpstart that, I love the idea of creating a list of 100 people that you would love to collaborate with in some way, shape, or form. And then the same way you nurture your leads every single week, nurture your collaborators, your potential collaborators. Look at what would bring them value, what's happening for them, what's going on in their business, in their life, where you can come and bring in something that's going to build the trust. Trust is shown between you and the speaker who brought you. Absolutely. Okay. So look at how can you build a list. I would do that today. Start building a list of 100 people you'd love to collaborate with. It can be peer coaches. It can be someone who have a completely different business, but they target your same audience. It can be magazines. It can be anything like that, podcasts. And you start building those relationships. That's going to help your business so much. All right. So if you want to increase your visibility and generate really high quality leads, focus on those relationships. What is really cool, if you go into someone's group and you go and guest coach, for example, or anything like that, you go on someone's podcast, generate those leads. Those leads come to you. They're already warmed up. They already heard you. They already trust because the person that they trust had you on their platform. So it really reduces that the sales process. It reduces the conversation and really the speed at which you get them from zero to knowing, liking, and trust you. It collapses. It's so much faster. All right. So that's how you want to be thinking about it. So think about who else works in that space or who has the same target audience. Let's say that your target audience for alternative healing targets mothers. I would look at birthing centers. I would look at doulas. I would look at all of those different complementary positions or places that also target that same woman. And I would look at collaborating with them. Okay, that's how you want to think about it. If you're doing alternative healing for children, I would look at same thing. Anything that targets the mothers, you can collaborate with those people to actually bring your services to their children. That's how you want to think about it. Colette saying, I would love to collaborate with anyone who works with parents of children with disability. Yes, there's magazines that target those parents. There is Facebook groups that target those parents. There is groups for women who just gave birth and their child is with disability and they're kind of trying to figure out what to do. Podcasts, right? So Colette, you want to think about it that way and draft a list of potential people or places where you can go and have those types of collabs. Maybe you just go and do some type of teaching once and that develops into something more. That's how you want to think about it. All right. Amazing. Hope this was super helpful for you guys. And again, your content is not your visibility. Your content is nurturing the people you currently have, not the people out there that you need to pull towards you. All right. That's with visibility activities. Build your dream 100 list of partners, collaborators, and whatever, and start there. Start nurturing them on a weekly basis so that you create opportunities for yourself to be in front of their people. All right. I am Kyrie. Hope this was helpful to you. Have an amazing rest of your day, of your week, and see you next week.
There you have it.
If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kyrie Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.